Module 3A, Reading. Exercise 3, page 39.
An island in crisis. In the middle of the Pacific Ocean lies the tiny island nation of Tuvalu, the fourth smallest country in the world. This group of four islands and five atolls, islands made from coral, is famous for its sandy beaches and turquoise waters, and has long been a popular tourist destination for nearby New Zealanders. However, the nation of Tuvalu is at risk of soon no longer existing, not because of war or political change, but because it is literally sinking into the ocean. Tuvalu is experiencing the harmful effects of global warming. As global temperatures rise, so too does the temperature of the oceans. Due to the scientific law of thermal expansion, when water heats, it gets bigger. Therefore, sea levels are rising, and for low-lying Tuvalu, this spells disaster. Some experts claim that the effects of climate change will make Tuvalu uninhabitable within the next 50 years. Problems are already emerging. As sea levels rise, ocean water containing high levels of salt is traveling further and further inland, destroying the little amount of soil Tuvaluans have to grow crops. However, even before Tuvaluans began to suffer from the effects of climate change, life on Tuvalu had always been tough. This is largely due to the geological makeup of atolls. Most of the land on an atoll is rock hard, and any soil that exists on it is usually thin and certainly not good enough for growing crops. Therefore, even before the harmful effects of climate change on Tuvalu's soil, the nation has always had to import food apart from fish. More serious than Tuvalu's lack of homegrown food has been its lack of drinking water. Unlike normal islands, atolls have no rivers or streams, which means that most of Tuvalu has no groundwater to use for drinking. Therefore, Tuvaluans depend almost entirely on rainwater for their water needs. Unfortunately, due to a geographical phenomenon known as La Niña, Tuvalu often suffers from long periods of drought. In autumn 2010, after 7 months of no rain, the Prime Minister was forced to declare a state of emergency. Not only because of a lack of drinking water, but also because the water left was contaminated with cholera. It was a desperate situation, and but for emergency shipments from Japan, New Zealand and Australia, many Tuvaluans would have died. All of Tuvalu's problems have led some of its 11,000 inhabitants to consider emigrating to Australia and New Zealand. However, they are not willing to abandon the land of their forefathers so easily. They know that it is inevitable someday. But for as long as possible, they want to remain and make the world aware of what is happening to their homeland due to climate change. As a member of the United Nations, they are doing just that. Tuvalu played a significant role in the United Nations Climate Change Conference in Copenhagen in 2009. Tuvalu's representatives drew up a proposal to significantly reduce gas emissions throughout the world. Tuvalu's representatives demanded that nations take a more responsible role in reducing gas emissions. Ian Fry, Tuvalu's chief climate negotiator, gave an emotional 5-minute speech in which he outlined the seriousness of the issue of climate change for the citizens of his country and for the world if attitudes did not change. Most people in the room were moved to tears. Never before had the brutal consequences of climate change been more vividly presented to the world.